Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast.
All right. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Hello to all of you on our YouTube live watching us record this live.
Watching the circus.
Yeah, the circus has already taken place before we even went live. And so we're now recording podcasts. Robbie Page here.
Danielle Perkins.
Callie Atwood.
Melissa Jeffrey on.
And Callie's still pregnant.
Still.
She still has a baby in her
Callie's bones. Still aggressive.
Very. If I was that aggressive, I would have been able to get that hair out of your head.
So what happened before we went live?
The mental aggressive all the YouTube, aggression, not a physical one.
All the YouTube live viewers right now watched Callie begin to obsess over an eyebrow hair that I have.
It is completely out of place and wiry.
No, because here's the thing. I have an eyebrow hair that I could literally go like this with and pull it all the way out. And then I have one that on my cheek that does the same thing.
If you know this, why is it still there?
I don't think about it like you do, Melissa. Melissa. It's like you're stuffing your teeth.
You're stuffing your teeth?
It's not there constantly.
Yes, it is down here at the bottom.
What?
You're so rude.
But at least it's covered with her lips. Your hair is out there for everyone to see on your face.
Well, no, I think I just moved my eyebrow wrong. Look, it's right there.
That is not the one I'm talking about.
It's like an old man when they have that really
I know.
Long hair.
And you can't stop staring and you think,
okay, I'll pull it.
Doesn't your wife help you or can't you see that you have hair growing out of
Brian
your ears?
Doesn't see it. Brian's not looking at my eyebrow.
I don't know if we should just turn this off and start over or what we should do right now. I apologize, everyone.
Why are you apologizing?
Okay, it's December, y'all. Happy December, friends.
Happy December.
Happy December, everyone.
Oh, is this our first podcast in December?
It is our first podcast of December.
Our last podcast was before Thanksgiving.
We're going to get it together. This is our Thursdays at 3.
Yes.
So, okay, shout out. Hey, soldier boy.
Oh, okay, let's not come back.
Okay, so if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel at Robbie Page, please do, because here's what happened yesterday. So I cannot, like right now, we're live. All the YouTube livers, everybody wave hello. They're watching us record this circus. Mm-hmm. And then, happy birthday, Karen,
happy
47
birthday,
today.
Karen.
She said, I'm cracking up. Y'all are making my day. I'm dying laughing, she said.
See, we don't need to start over, Melissa.
I know. Who's camp on? Who's...
She told us who it was way up
I feel
here.
Like that's a camp counselor.
Well, it's her. Hold on.
Who okay. Right there. No, right there.
Oh,
right
she
there.
Talked about it. Where is it?
Lana.
Oh. Lana in Montana.
Oh, Lana in Montana. I want to go to Montana.
Yes.
Okay, wait. What was I saying? Dang it.
You were saying yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So we need 1,000
subscribers
on our YouTube channel so that we can go live from anywhere.
Yep.
Yes.
So right now, we can only go live from a computer. So all of you, go get your mom. Go get your dad. Go get your kids. If people can make up false election ballots. Y'all knew I was going to go there, right?
I do think it's funny.
I mean, you can go subscribe to the channel.
please all and right. thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure how those are related. Okay.
Well,
just go
either. I was just replaying that video that I saw today of them pulling out all those suitcases from under the table.
I think this is why it's very important for us to remember whatever's in her brain will come out of her mouth.
It's okay. I laughed at that Yoda meme for a long time but today.
I still didn't understand that.
Listen, if they can make up all the balance, somebody go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Okay, my whole point in that was because yesterday we went to the cannabis farm.
Yes.
Yes.
And we were wanting to go live from there. And we're working on a little reality show, just as everybody knows. However, we got to get to 1,000 subscribers. So, that's all. Thank you. Goodbye, the end.
Oh, and that's our podcast, everyone. Thank everybody. You. Have a great
and
day.
Thank you.
Have
and
a great day.
So, yeah. So, go subscribe. All right. So, whatever. Let's talk about Christmas, y'all.
Yes.
Raise your hand if you have managed to wear a Christmas shirt every day this month already.
Now, it's not a different one.
A different one.
If I wasn't 500 pounds, then yes. But, you know, I'm out of options.
I need you to have that baby.
Yeah, well, you and me both.
A, so you're not breathing so heavy.
You're not so aggressive.
You're a fussy preggers this time.
Well.
Whatever.
Can I
have some of your water?
The nurse at Dr. Fleener says, oh, that's your problem. You had a really easy first pregnancy.
Oh.
I said, you're right. Not that this pregnancy has been hard.
Yeah.
I'm not like throwing up or anything like that. It's just.
Large.
Different.
You're large.
I mean, I was large with Kate.
But you know what's hard about us being large, unlike Sasquatch over here?
Sasquatch? I don't know who Sasquatch is.
I don't understand how that's different.
Because
I know what she's about.
She's like 12 feet tall.
Because we're have compact. More room is what
Callie and I are 5'4", and our bellies are tiny.
Yeah.
They're really not tiny, but you
know I've actually gained more weight with Kate.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Really? You look larger with Charlie. Maybe because you're so aggressive.
I gained 60 pounds with Kate.
How much have you gained?
Almost that with Charlie.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't look like it.
Thanks.
Like in your face or your...
It does.
Thanks.
She's lying.
I don't think your face looks puffy or anything.
Yes, of course it does. Look at her. Hey, your nose
Callie's
hasn't grown.
Thinking right now, you think I look like this normally?
But you know how That's people like, look completely different?
No, Melissa,
because
you're
I don't
size
have
zero.
A round face.
Maybe.
All my weight is gained in my appendages.
My appendages, so
my
like your
arms
legs, your
and
arms.
My legs, yes.
Mine's gained in my tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is this just when you're pregnant or all the time?
No, weight gain.
Period.
I don't, yes.
Mine's
I don't
in
gain,
my tummy.
I don't gain gait.
I don't dang gait. I don't dang weight.
I don't gain weight in my face normally.
Yeah.
It's the last thing for me.
Well, I think the older I get, the chubbier my cheeks are getting.
I think I'm just getting fatter. I don't notice that in you either.
You don't notice my chubby cheeks?
No.
I do.
I don't.
You don't ever.
Kelly
your
does look
face
at her.
Doesn't ever look chubby.
That's like
to
someone.
Me.
Yeah.
Like what Melissa just said. I'm like, I know my face is chubby right now. And someone's like, you look beautiful. I'm like, no.
Well, you do look beautiful.
You do. Okay, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean.
I mean, you're preggers. You're glowing.
You know what I mean.
But you know how some people, when they're pregnant, you think, whoa, you look really different right now. Yeah, I don't think that about you.
Oh, thanks. That's,
sorry.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
Thanks, guys.
Are y'all still having sex?
No.
Good girl. Ugh.
He ex-nayed that.
No.
Oh, that's right. No. You couldn't have any more sex
no,
after the hospital.
Say that.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh, I just thought that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I would agree.
That was my own rule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, yeah, he didn't
sex
say anything.
Sex put me into labor very early.
Yeah, no.
It did. I think I was 4 months pregnant, and I had a Benjamin Brian.
Yeah. I think we've had once since October.
Ugh.
So, I'm like,
it's just not comfortable. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it really
not.
Is
no.
not.
Ugh. It's not.
No.
Okay, so back to the shirts, because I'm really proud of myself.
Yes, wearing Christmas.
My goal is to wear a Christmas shirt every day this month.
I love that.
I think
that
I can
idea.
Do it. But you know what I realized, Danielle?
Yes.
We were talking about this. All my Christmas shirts are white.
Me too.
And I really need some color ones. I did order that cute one from Samantha today.
The very colorful one. Yeah. Mary and Bright.
Mary and Bright. Cute. All the different colors.
From Style by Sammy Joe.
Yeah. Style by Sammy Joe. This one I have. So you guys can't see unless you're on the YouTube live. The Mama Claws. You've probably seen it on my social media because I think I wore it every day the week of Thanksgiving too. Quite but it's pink and red.
Which are the best color combinations ever.
I would have never thought of doing that. Mine right now is leopard and green with a little truck, a little Jeep carrying my Christmas tree. I have that one. It's so cute.
It is cute.
I did order a red sweater today from Amazon.
Nice.
No, Old Navy. Where did I order it from?
Old Navy.
Or did I do both?
You did both because you're not sure which one you'll like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Melanie, for getting your husband to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Melanie Floyd coming in clutch. We just got an alert that Jay Floyd, her husband, has subscribed.
Appreciate you.
Yay.
So, yeah. That's my goal, is to wear a Christmas shirt every day.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to.
And new Christmas earrings.
Do y'all have stuff for Christmas on your list?
We talked about this last time.
I want to add some things.
I do too.
I want to add some things. Let's add some things.
Yes.
Okay, can I talk about, can I just be bitter for a minute?
Sure. Bitter
Betty. Does anybody mind if I'm pissed?
I don't.
I think I'm pissed.
I don't mind.
Okay, well, can I talk for a minute? Piss talk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't sound right. Piss talk doesn't sound right. Pissed off talk? Okay, sure. So I'm gonna vent. Just, can I have 5 minutes?
I like, yes.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm gonna vent. So by this point in the year, we've already gone to Chicago 3 times. Probably New York City a couple of times. I am freaking over this BS called, what do we want to call it? Whatever we want to call it. The lockdowns, the Nazis, the all the things. Like, Brian and I are legit trying to find a place. Because we, we were all talking about going on a little vacay, right? After Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nowhere to go.
I know. It's so
there's
sad.
Nowhere to go. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck is happening to this country?
Yeah.
I'm just irritated about it because I think now the crazy people are saying, cancel everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you even talking about? What are you talking about? I'm so frustrated, you guys. And I'm trying to, you know me, I'm a noticer, so I'm trying to figure out why I'm so pissed off about it. Am I pissed off about it because America's not standing up and saying you have lost your ever-loving mind?
Yes.
Am I pissed off about it? I mean, it's not that I don't believe in the virus. I believe in it. I believe that you can catch it. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that it is what they're saying it is.
The length. The hype.
The hype of it. Yes. It's 100% true that masks don't work. So why has everybody become the mask? Like, all of it. And I think it's my personality. And I'm just pissed about it. So I'm done.
That wasn't 5 minutes. You still have a couple minutes.
Okay, well, first time ever we got approached in Hobby Lobby yesterday, and I thought, don't ever come up to me again.
Yeah, that's shocking
to
me.
By a worker or another person? Oh, well, she seemed to be like a manager of some sort.
Oh.
She literally came up to me, and she said, excuse me, do you guys have a mask? And I said, I sure do. And she said, do you mind putting that on? I said, I 100% mind putting it on. Thank you, though, for asking. And she goes... Oh, okay. And she goes, I just want to remind you of CDC. And I said, yes, it's actually a recommendation. It's not required. She was like, you're right. And she walked off. But it irritated me.
That's really, because I've been in Hobby Lobby so many times.
Same.
And they've never said anything to me.
I wonder if somebody complains and then they get all high and mighty.
Sure.
You know?
like that lady at the grocery store.
Or at Home Goods.
When we were at the lake that time.
Which
one? Oh,
yes. Oh, my gosh.
And you know that someone complains because the person coming is like on a mission to find you and then they zero in when they see you.
Yes. Right. You know what? Here's my theory on masks. Number one, anything you read, they don't work. Number two, if your mask does work, don't worry about me.
Mm-hmm.
Then pray for me. I'm the one that's putting myself out there and risking everything. So I think I'm just over it. Mm-hmm. I'm over the fuss. I'm over the fighting. I'm over the lying. I'm over the cheating. I'm over the stealing. I'm over the all the things. I don't handle dark very well. I've realized that. So, is my 5 minutes up?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'm done. Am I alone in that, y'all? Am I frustrated?
No.
Well, even trying to see Santa.
Oh, don't get me started.
When you can't did y'all even try find to see a regular. Santa? No, I've been searching for where can you just see a regular Santa that
there's not plexiglass, and the kid sits off to the side and in front of the plexiglass, and Santa's behind the plexiglass.
So weird.
Okay, but hold on.
Santa.
Okay, I'm gonna vent again. Let's talk about plexiglass. Mm-hmm. They have it in the schools. If it freaking works, and they have a mask on, why do you have to go home?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's the hypocrisy does my head in.
Yeah.
Like, you have a mask on, you're behind a plexiglass. What are we worried about then?
Right.
Like, I think the lack of reasoning in my brain hurts, y'all.
And it all contradicts itself. Like, totally. All the things that are getting canceled, and then have you seen all of the hate because the rodeo's coming to Fort Worth? People
NFR.
Are freaking out because they're bringing that in the midst of all of this. And it was pretty entertaining to read the comments on the WFAA post the other day.
I literally just think back to Andy Andrews. How do you kill 11 million people? You lie to them.
Mm-hmm.
That book was phenomenal. But and here's the thing. Last thing I'll say for the third time is it's Christmas, right?
Yes.
And I think suicide rates with being alone
yeah.
and being isolated are so high.
Right.
Children not going to school is going to affect us so
right.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 99.999% survival rate to COVID. Okay, so if we know all of this, our suicide rates are going up. Our mm-hmm. alcoholism is going up. Our physical abuse at home is going up.
Right.
And everybody just turns a blind eye to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Christmas. I'm like, everybody, just be happy. Just be happy. So
That's why so many people, I can't even tell you how many houses that have Christmas lights. And it's the third day of December. That's usually not the case. So it's not just that people, like you and I, need Christmas light. It's more widespread than ever. So if everyone could just stand up for truth as they stand up for getting Christmas out early, we'd be in good shape.
Or if everybody would sell out as much to our rights as human beings as they are to the stupid masks, imagine
right.
what would happen.
Seriously.
Right.
Or if we all rally together to scream, aka cannabis, right? You can't deny the facts, to scream about a healing for cancer. Like, let's all start banging our fist at freaking cancer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we're going to put on a mask and we're going to walk around. Ugh. And I think what I'm hoping is I'm not losing all integrity in people. I really hope that's what it's not happening to me.
People are, we're a society that is whatever the doctor says,
mm-hmm.
that's what you do. Whatever this person says, that's what you do. And you don't question it.
One more thing. I literally was thinking this. Imagine... This is what also bothers me. So we live in a time where anybody can walk up to you and say, put your mask on. You don't care about other people without your mask. Imagine if the roles were reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I walked up to people and said, LOL, you really think that mask is working?
You're an idiot.
You're an right. idiot.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if the roles reversed?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it goes
back.
But
we don't care because I'm like, I don't care if you wear a mask or not.
No,
do whatever you want to do. Like,
correct.
Mind your own freaking business.
But imagine if it was reversed. It's kind of like the kids at school because little Johnny can't have peanuts. Now there is zero peanut butter sandwiches. Like, when are the moms going to rise up and say, no, then little Johnny's got to wear some plastic or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Or at Halloween.
100%.
Where's the light in Halloween where someone can say, no, I don't do ghosts. I don't do goblins.
Right.
I don't do witches. So you sort that out.
Right.
I'm done. Okay. That's kind of where I'm at today.
Yeah. That's good.
Anyway,
yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yay.
Have any of y'all watched Christmas movies yet?
Yes. The Family Stone.
Okay,
we
well, sure did watch
don't
that.
Don't sound
the other
like
day.
You're irritated by it.
I mean,
it was great. You liked it.
You liked it.
Her house was distracting to me.
It was the best house ever.
Really?
I love everything.
I love
about that house.
I love the outside of it. It's like that legacy home where everybody comes home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And
but you know me, I'm not a cheesy little love story girl. I'm a tumultuous.
But it wasn't a cheesy little love story.
Speaking of tumultuous.
What?
Whatever. I saw someone put on their Insta story that they watched The Undoing.
Oh, did they love it?
No. They said,
oh
my gosh, I feel like I need to go watch Bravo now. My
I can't go to sleep.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, so it's horror?
I think it's dark, but they said it's very dark.
It seemed dark.
Who
when we
put
watched that
though?
Preview.
I mean, so many people. Come on.
I don't know. I would have. It was.
Let me say it out loud. But
it was an influencer I follow.
I know, but where's her drama level?
I don't know.
Because everybody's loving it from what I'm hearing.
Everyone's loving it. I wouldn't watch it personally, but...
Have y'all watched it? Will you tell us? Will you guys tell us if you watched
it? The Undoing. It's on HBO Max with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant.
Now, I couldn't get into... Hugh Grant has not aged
no,
well.
No, he has not bad for
buddy.
Him.
Do you think it's all the crap he went through?
Maybe.
He's not aged well. Yeah. Or they could have Hollywood that.
Oh, she, Liz says it was good. I watched it.
Okay.
Wait, The Family Stone or The Undoing?
Yeah, which one? Which one?
The Undoing.
We're having a little chit chat with our YouTube Live watchers.
I was telling Robbie about it yesterday.
My husband and I binged it. Watch it, Robbie.
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Listen, Liz.
You should watch it.
Liz, listen, I love a tumultuous love story.
She does.
I loved Big Little Lies. I loved Big Little Lies. What else have I loved?
Okay, hold the
phone. I couldn't
get
into Little Fires Everywhere.
Wait. You said you don't like cheesy blah, blah, blah.
Love stories, right?
However.
What? Grease?
No, you loved Younger.
They're still dysfunctional, though. Highly dysfunctional.
That is so cheesy.
Why did I love Younger?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm gonna switch the roles
on you. And
we
like Emily in Paris.
She hasn't finished it.
Okay,
though.
Can I tell you what that is, though?
Yes,
seriously, let's talk about it.
I'm literally
asking
you.
I loved Younger. Did any of you watch Lipstick Jungle back in the day?
No.
Okay. Any people my age out there? I'm 49. Anyone? Lipstick Jungle. It was about four women who are workers in corporate America, and they all were super successful. It was like a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills before the reality show thing. But it was really, really good. And I think that's what I liked about Younger was Diana and
career women.
Career women. They worked. I like to watch the inner lives of workers. I think that's why I liked Younger. And then it was
cheesy.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. I mean, it was great.
Big Little Lies wasn't cheesy.
No, it's not. No.
Emily in Paris, I just love because y'all know me. I want to Airbnb for a year in every
Manhattan. I loved
Emily
in Paris.
It's really cute.
Loved it. We need to finish it.
I know. You need to finish it.
Yeah, I can't believe y'all haven't finished it.
Okay, so The Undoing. Liz, Lipstick Jungle. Karen. Karen in California knows what Lipstick Jungle was. It was so good, and it didn't get renewed or whatever they do on TV.
No, sad.
Yeah. Okay, what about Sex and the City? Do you guys love that?
Yes.
I loved it when it was on.
Do you think I would love it?
I like the TBS version.
Oh, brother.
TBS?
Yeah, they aired it on TBS. They took some stuff out of it that made
some
it HBO.
Stuff.
A lot of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
that's what I used to watch
but
when I needed a brain break. Like she just said, I needed to go watch Bravo. Because my mom loved things like Criminal Minds and SVU, and some of those would be too much.
No,
so I'd go watch Sex and the City and be fine.
Okay, maybe I should watch it. Is it where would I watch? I don't want to watch the TBS
HBO.
Version.
HBO.
You're going to have to.
They have it on there?
And it's
back.
On something. It's on Netflix or something because we watched it. I did cancel
it.
Oh,
now you need it for Undoing.
You need it for The Undoing.
And Sex and the City.
Okay, have you seen Sex and the City?
No, well, I mean like episodes here and there.
I'm in season 4.
And I think I've seen part of the
movie.
We
haven't got past
I did
season
see the movie.
1.
I did go
I
see that.
I think that's your problem. We need to get past
you
season
1. You have to
1.
Get season. I've watched a lot of stuff on it, HBO series-wise.
You like period pieces.
No, she just likes Lord. TV.
I mean, yeah.
No, she likes the...
I mean, yeah, I like period pieces.
Watched Girls. And
yeah,
you
I watched
that.
The Girls.
I tried to watch that. I couldn't get into it.
Did you really?
Is that the one on Netflix?
No, it was on
HBO.
No,
it's on HBO.
Did I try to watch it?
I don't think so.
The wrestling one we tried to watch.
That, I tried
Glow.
To watch.
Glow.
We only watched one episode
of
that.
I think I watched a few episodes. I didn't make it. I watched all seasons of The Girls.
When's
the
Yellowstone
morning show
coming
was
back?
Good.
The morning show.
Oh,
see,
that's the one I didn't watch.
Okay, the
that's
morning
Apple.
Show to
yeah.
me
yeah,
is a
Apple.
Tumultuous affair.
I watched like two episodes and I thought, I'm out.
I
really?
Never finished
yeah.
it. I think I have two episodes
I never
left.
It.
Oh,
I
loved
it.
I liked it.
I think
because it was so parallel to real life. Mm-hmm. I was like so interested to see how they.
Oh, yeah.
Except for I spent way too much time trying to figure out who really was who.
Yeah, that came out this time last year, but Yellowstone won't come back out till June.
So dumb.
It comes out in June.
So long. What's the deal with seasons or four things now?
I don't know why they're making them so short.
And you still have to wait a year. It's like you had to wait a year when there were 20 episodes.
Right.
Well, it used to like come out in September, go till December, take a break for a month, then come back, and then go to like May. And then you'd only have to wait like 3 months. Yeah. Now it's a whole year.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, look. It looks like, Love the Lipstick Jungle. Thank you, Andrea. Also, Liz canceled HBO, got it again. Okay, I'm going to have to get it again.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andrea said Virgin River, anyone? I tried to watch that. I tried to watch that. It was too sweet for me.
I like The Crown, too, but I like historical stuff.
Even though I like historical stuff, I've never been able to get into The Crown.
Really? I think you have to get, like, past literally 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's a very slow build.
It's very, very slow.
Did you finish the one show you and I started?
Outlander?
Outlander. Yes. Did you love
she
it?
She loved that show.
I couldn't. It was too dark. Too dusty.
This past season was
very old.
Five or six.
Really?
Season 6.
You watched all of it?
Yeah. And then season 7 will come out, I think, this upcoming year. This past season was my least favorite. It was just like, where is the storyline here? Where is the storyline? Season 4 was amazing.
And then they lost it.
Yeah. Right now, Chase and I are watching The Queen's Gambit.
You said I wouldn't like that.
No, you would not.
Okay. Okay.
We're watching that on Netflix, but there's only 7, I think 7 episodes. And
Erica said Outlander was a little intense at times.
Very intense at times.
Look, Phyllis Clark, it looks like a few people love Virgin River. I didn't love Virgin River. It's too sweet. You guys would be crazy because I love a little bit of crazy show.
Well,
I don't want to watch porn.
No.
But I don't mind a great sex scenes.
I don't know why you didn't like Outlander.
It's too dark and cold for me.
I mean, the sex scenes were, I thought,
I didn't.
And I watched Sex and the City on HBO.
Yeah.
Where were we coming back from? Napa? And you were like, you can watch a show with me. I was like, okay, great. Because mine wouldn't load anything.
On the airplane.
Yeah, we were on the plane. Yeah, and it started. So she's sharing her earphone with me. So I'm like watching. And I was like, I'm out. You can have your headphones.
She's like, I'm out.
Let's go to Napa. I'm not going back to California.
Not right now. Not right now.
No way. Let's go to Napa. I'm not going to California.
I'm not going back until it's normal.
I did ask the question, which kind of sent us into this parallel of shows. Christmas movies.
Yes. My goal was to watch one every night, and Brandon was like, no, thank you.
Haley Baxter's on.
Aww.
Haley, I'm going to take you to Napa
when this country stops being stupid. Don't you worry. But yes, that was my answer to that.
It's okay.
I'm just angry today.
I know we're talking about Christmas movies.
Maybe I need a glass of wine.
That's why we keep talking about Christmas movies, so you can join in our conversation or not.
What are your top? Okay, the Christmas movie that you will watch like no matter what every year.
The holiday.
I am not done.
Wait, we got to finish the conversation. Miss Phyllis asked if we ever watched Yellowstone.
Yes.
Big fat. Yeah.
We all love it.
I'm the only one that has not watched Yellowstone.
I'm shocked because you would love it with your dad being a cowboy.
I need to watch it. I'm the only one.
Which, by the way, Phyllis, that is Reagan's Christmas list is the Yellowstone outfits because now we have the farm. Mm-hmm. So he believes that he is John Dutton. Mm-hmm. So, let's go back to Christmas.
Okay, so your number one favorite Christmas movie don't answer.
Oh.
We're going to go around. your number one favorite Christmas movie and then your absolute least cannot stand Christmas movie.
Okay, go.
Okay, go, Melissa.
I have two.
One, Melissa.
Oh my God. The Holiday.
The Holiday is your favorite Christmas movie?
I love it.
It
makes me so happy.
Oh, I did not expect
that. But I love White Christmas and Family Stone. They're all right there.
Those are three.
I know, but I like all of them.
One, Levi.
I like all of them. Go.
You like snuck all three of those in there real quick.
Well, you were questioning my first answer, so I got to give the other one.
What's your least favorite?
I don't want to say because she'll punch me.
Let's say
I'm not going to punch you.
I don't like the Grinch. It's yucky.
It's okay.
Okay. My number one.
Live action Grinch.
Yeah.
I love the new Grinch.
Hey, let's say what song too.
Our favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have yourself a little Merry Little Christmas by Bing Crosby and Ella Fitzgerald. Both of those are a good one.
Okay.
Wait, you said Andy Williams was your favorite.
Yeah, when I was little, you were not listening to the whole story.
I'm trying to remember his name.
I feel like Melissa
has you've been talking all day.
ADD when it comes to Christmas. She's like,
today you've just been like a recorded tape.
I need her to.
How many times in the office have we said, stop talking?
I mean, I've at least said it twice today.
So Danielle probably stopped listening.
I'm sure she did.
I tried to remember his name.
Okay, mine's Elf.
Your favorite?
All-time favorite is Elf. Least favorite is any Hallmark show.
I've never seen one.
Any of them. Throw them all away.
But you haven't seen them.
I haven't seen one either.
I'm sure I've seen one or two in my lifetime. My mom watched them all the time.
Oh, okay.
My favorite song is Little Drummer Boy. It'll bring me to my knees.
Which one?
Really any of them that pulls out the percussions. You get the drums going and the thought of she smiled at me. See, I get a lump in my throat just saying it. Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Don't you love the Jennifer Nettles version?
Yeah. That's probably
my favorite
version.
That's what I thought you were
going
to say, the Jennifer Nettles.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Okay, your turn.
I would say probably Christmas Vacation. It's my favorite.
I love that movie.
Totally worthy of watching.
I yes. love that movie.
Least favorite. Oh my gosh, I forgot. The You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Oh, A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Same.
Who shoots their eye out?
You've never
Christmas
seen that
story,
movie.
Ralphie.
I've seen it at Gateway Church.
No, you have not.
They did the whole program.
No, they did not.
What was that then?
They're cute. They did a mashup of
they
a bunch of them.
They do a mashup of all of, like, different types of movies. So, no, you've never seen it.
Oh. No. Yes, I've seen it. I'm sure. Okay. Somewhere in my 49 years, I've seen it.
My favorite song.
Is that where he's a businessman?
No.
It's the leg lamp and the boy that wears the bunny costume and you'll
see. No, I've never seen that.
I know you haven't.
I was thinking of the old black and white where...
That's It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Favorite song, probably Oh Holy Night.
Oh, who's...
That's a good one, too.
Celine? I really like Lauren Daigle.
Okay, I don't think I've heard
hers. Oh, I like the Gateway one.
It's really
pretty. Yeah, that's what... That's
with
too.
Rebecca... What's her name? Hart.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one.
I don't think I've heard Lauren Daigle sing any Christmas.
Very good. Lucy really likes
her. She has a whole album.
She does.
Of Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
We listened to it on the way to the football game last Friday.
If you listen to a Johnny Swim Christmas on Pandora.
I love Johnny Swim.
They play Lauren Daigle stuff.
Speaking of, if you guys love a jazzy kind of Christmas, y'all all go follow my Spotify, Robbie's, what is it? Christmas Jazz.
Jazz, I think.
It is a great playlist. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Favorite Christmas movie of all times is It's a Wonderful Life. And
is that the one I'm talking
about?
Is that
the one I saw with you?
No, you asked me that the other day.
How do you not know what It's a Wonderful Life
is?
Like, this
the business guy?
Sad.
The stingy business guy?
Yes, and he's going to jump off the bridge and then the angel comes.
It's a black and white.
I don't remember him jumping off the bridge.
He doesn't.
I remember he's a businessman.
He's a banker.
That's right.
It's a billing and loans. He takes it over from his dad that
dies. I think Gateway did that.
They kind of did.
I saw the movie there.
No, you didn't. That's like me saying, oh yeah, I saw Mary Poppins for 20 seconds and I saw it.
Don't be hating on my marriage.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
It blows my mind.
Don't talk about the new Mary Poppins.
She likes the things she doesn't like.
Who, me?
You, because it doesn't match.
Mary Poppins?
Scarface, Grease, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do any of those go together?
That's what I grew up on.
So It's a Wonderful Life. Hands down, my favorite Christmas movie.
Okay.
Least favorite is A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. I've only seen it maybe, I don't know, maybe once or twice, and I'm just like, I'm out on this. And then favorite Christmas song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas with Judy Garland singing it.
Aww.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't love that song.
Okay.
Well, do we want to talk about my least favorite Christmas song?
What is it?
No.
Oh, Mary, Did You Know?
Mary.
Oh, you didn't even say that. Well, I guess we talked about
it. Well, we didn't talk about our least favorite songs.
Callie does not like that song.
I did not like Mary, Did You Know.
We like to bust out into Mary, Did You Know in front of Callie just because it's funny. Let's see. What's everybody saying, you guys? Christmas Story. Oh, somebody said Christmas Story.
Oh.
Have you heard Carrie Underwood for Little Drummer Boy? I think I have.
Yes. She's awesome.
Karen loves Mary, Did You Know, Callie?
You know, to each their own.
I do love that song.
Yep.
You know, sometimes I think that too when we're pregnant and having babies. Like, I even think of Charlie. Like, what's Charlie going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are our kids really going to grow up and be?
See? Look, Phyllis Clark says Bailey Belding Alone.
Is that The Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Okay.
I have the whole entire town. I have all of Bedford Falls.
I hung
Falls.
It on your tree.
Yeah.
Aww.
I have all of Bedford Falls that hangs on my tree.
Which one did I see with you?
Do you hear what
I hear? Oh, my gosh, Danielle.
What'd you say? Wait, what'd you ask?
White Christmas.
Okay, White Christmas.
How
do you not know what that movie is?
I've never seen A White Christmas or It's a Wonderful Life until probably the last 5 years.
What's A White Christmas? What's that?
It's with Bing Crosby.
What is wrong with people?
I need you to calm down.
I don't think I've seen it.
I know. It's okay. We played it the other day. I had it on the other day at my house.
It's Bing Crosby. It's like Bing Crosby and Christmas. They go together. So the fact that you do not know this movie.
Is it on Netflix?
It is.
Sure.
Yes. I had it playing on
is
my.
Is it black and white?
No,
it's color.
Color?
It's like filmed in Technicolor.
Kind of dingy color.
Yeah, it's from
it's
the.
An older movie.
It's from the 30s,
it's
40s.
It's great.
Is it?
They go to Vermont with the snow.
Maybe
I'll try to find it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
Why
she
would
will.
You
would never watch it.
All right. Well, maybe I won't.
Probably not.
Well, if it's that big of a deal, I should probably give it a chance.
It's like synonymous with Christmas.
Whatever happened to them producing Christmas movies? Is there ever such a thing?
Yes.
Is Buddy the Elf
Have
the
you
last
at,
one?
No. Have you seen Four Christmases?
Oh, yeah. We were going to watch that the
but
other
I
night.
I think that I came before that Buddy the Elf.
No, that came
no,
after.
After.
Buddy the Elf is like
older.
Will looks old.
Well, I'm just saying there's Four Christmases.
I mean, I look old.
Oh, I think gosh. That trying to find the kids something fun to watch, I think, where are all the Christmas
Of course, there's no movies this year at all,
no.
which is interesting to
no.
me. Don't get me started.
However, Apple TV, what are you going to say?
Are you going to
say? Oh, no, I wasn't. However,
What?
I'm so excited. Forget everything else going around during Christmas time.
You know, having a baby and things.
Whatever.
What?
Guess what comes out on Christmas
Day?
Yes! In theaters and what? At home.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I know, so I can't answer.
Is it a movie?
Yes!
I don't know.
It's Wonder Woman! It's finally coming out!
The new one?
Yes!
How many more do we need?
You can shut the front door and get out of here.
Oh my gosh. I was like, this is live television. Please wash your mouth.
I really thought that was not what you were saying.
Is that going to be another, like, Avengers?
Stop, Jess. I didn't ask your opinion. When someone says they're so excited about something, you don't come in and it's like, meh.
We go with you to watch
is that
your
like Jurassic Park
born?
When I get excited for Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Don't be hating on
Jurassic
Park.
Do you know my least favorite movie?
Rampage. Yeah. We went to all
my
Rampage
absolute,
with you.
Like, I cannot stand
Jurassic
movies.
Park?
No.
Oh, what?
King Kong.
And
you
we
go
all,
with me.
Yes.
Oh, I'll go with you. I didn't say I wasn't going to go with you.
We don't have to go anywhere.
Oh.
We can watch it from our houses.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it. I promise
I'm
I'll watch
so
it with
excited.
You. I may go night-night, but I'll
I'm
watch
like,
it.
I'm like, y'all can, me and Lucy will be watching it. Together.
Same lady?
Yes.
How many are they going to do?
This is only the second one.
Listen, it's called a franchise. It's great entertainment.
This is only the second Wonder Woman they've come out with. Like, it was supposed to come out in the summer, and it didn't.
But remember, you and I, like, you went and saw the first one, and you're like, Robbie, you really need to watch this.
I did not say that.
Who said that?
You did. You said you cried when she ran, and we were real excited to go see it.
I said, this is what happened with me.
Yeah, but you did say you thought I would love it.
We thought it was going to be epic. And so we went back
together.
Yeah, and you probably fell asleep.
No, I liked it. I did not love it.
Well, but no.
But I don't like Avengers. I don't like all of that. But isn't that weird? The cling, 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 cling. Yes. Sounds like this. The whole time.
But she was expecting the original, and it wasn't that. It's the same thing with Mary Poppins. If they redo it,
what was her name?
And she Jackie, loved it.
What's her name? Who played the original?
You don't even know?
I don't know. Phyllis Clark, help me. Who played the original Wonder Woman? Anyone know? Anyone know?
Obviously, it's not that big of a deal if you don't remember.
Yeah, because she did. She had a little skirt on, and she would turn
her hair. She sure didn't hair do any with of that.
Gal Gadot is like a...
You weren't even alive.
No, the new one.
I'm like, Gal Gadot is like a hardcore badass.
No. Let me adjust my bra real quick.
Okay.
Hold on. Linda Clark, yes! Linda Clark in the house.
Look at everyone coming in clutch for
you. Guys are so awesome on the YouTube. Well, I hope you guys all get a chance to watch the show. I almost said a shit show.
Oh my God.
Now you did.
So. Y'all, I have felt the need to cuss lately.
Well, you know how I feel about it.
No, I think because I'm so frustrated, I just want to cuss.
I'm sweating. Why do I always take
I don't take depression pills. I just cuss.
I mean, I agree.
You
with
have
this
aggression tick.
Yeah, I do, like, and it's a cuss word.
When you release it, you feel much better about life. But watch out when you're releasing, because sometimes it's your mouth, sometimes it's the leg, sometimes it's the hand.
Shit show, I shouldn't say that.
I mean, you did twice now.
Oh, okay.
We've been going for 40 minutes.
Oh, well, let's wrap this thing up.
What do we even title this one?
Well, hey, I'm sure
those of you watching,
I'm about to say it's just going to be called the shit show.
Okay, those of you that are watching, we have a lot of you guys watching. What should we title this podcast? Because y'all are getting it first. And then it will come out on Monday.
Because normally we have like, I can title it these
if we were
specific topics.
Yes.
But it's just been
Robbie's rant.
The word,
Callie's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Our favorite Christmas.
All the things.
Christmas, what does it say?
Christmas crackheads. That works too.
Yes, yes. Maybe we shouldn't cuss, you guys.
Well, it's your rodeo.
I feel like the word we in that sentence really just means two of us sitting at this
AKA
circle.
Me and you.
Should or shouldn't cuss.
This one
has a potty mouth.
Riley always gets me in trouble.
You have a potty mouth, not me.
I came
people assume
to
the sweet people
without,
are
with one and I just came back all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. It's all the aggression.
Sometimes sentences are just funnier.
Callie said it best, Lori Beth said. Thanks, Lori Beth. Our very first
shit show.
That's how it is.
All right, let's wrap this thing up, you guys. We are 42 minutes in.
Our last podcast was 45 minutes.
Okay, all right. We're obviously a new normal. You guys remember, if you have texted me 940-242-5443, I am able to put you into some texting groups that I have. And so what happens is, like, for instance, today it's Thursdays at 3. We do our live podcast recording on YouTube, but for the rest of you guys listening, you will listen to this on Monday.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to be a part of that, please let us know. Text me 940-242-5443 and we would be happy to add you to that. And then, of course, until then, you guys go subscribe. We are 1,000 needed. Subscribe. Get your husband. Get your children. When we hit 1,000, you guys, just so you know, we can go live on YouTube Live from anywhere. And that is where our little reality show at the Cannabis Farm will be recorded, is on YouTube Live. So we shot a lot of videos yesterday that are just sitting in a queue. We shot a lot of footage yesterday, but we cannot do anything until we get to 1,000 users on YouTube. So will you guys help us?
Maybe you should do a fun giveaway when we hit 1,000.
Ooh, Danielle, you're so smart. That'd be fun. You're so smart. I will. Should I put it on my Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Good idea.
Maybe I'll give away like a year in the inner circle.
Ah, thank you, Angelina. She had her husband.
Thank you, Angelina.
Yay.
Thank you, thank you.
And to all of you guys watching live, yes, the farm is ours in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So all of you watching live, thanks for watching us. And then for all of you listening, we absolutely adore you guys.
Yes.
Listen, I can't promise you that our podcasts are rated G. Sometimes Callie cusses. Sometimes we talk about sex. Sometimes we talk about whatever. So, but for now, Merry Christmas. Happy December.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. Let's all start singing the song on your mind. Whatever song is on your mind, your Christmas song on your mind, on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
It's jingle the bells, most jingle wonderful bells, time jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse up and sleigh. Hey.
Okay, thank you. We love you guys. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.